The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Are you a victory gardener, Rolien? This Malka Leifer case has exploded onto the Israeli media. It's been a long-running issue, and we've covered it with you once or twice, but let's give people some background. What has actually happened today, and what is actually going on?
Well, I think there are a lot of people in Australia today that are very, very relieved that the wheels have been put in motion for Malka Leifer, who is on multiple charges of child abuse and sexual abuse towards children in her care at a school, will now find the justice and the closure that they so deserve. So earlier today, in an absolutely remarkable ruling, the Jerusalem District Court determined that Malka Leifer, who is alleged to be a serial pedophile, I mean, that's a very, very, very strong charge, is now mentally fit for extradition to Australia, where she is charged with 74 counts of child sex abuse. Now, her defense team tried to argue that she was mentally unstable and should rather be seconded to psychiatric care. But bringing in an independent panel, the Supreme Court has ruled that she is mentally fit, and we now need to put the processes in place for extradition. So what does this mean? This means that although the court has ruled in favor of her being extradited, there is still a possibility that her team can appeal. If the appeal is rejected, the district court will move forward, and they will start the extradition process. But if the Supreme Court rejects the appeal, she'll have to petition the Justice Minister, Avi Nissenkorn, who's our new Justice Minister, to either prevent her extradition, or if she loses, he will sign the extradition. It's very, very complicated, very, very legal, but this is what is happening. Now, her defense team are accusing the Supreme Court of bowing to pressure, which is something that many pundits here are saying is kind of like it seems to be the trendy thing to accuse the Supreme Court of if you don't like what they're saying. That seems to be the case in another very high profile case as well here. But we have heard from Israel's ambassador to Australia, who's based in Canberra, the capital. He says he welcomes the decision. This is very, very good. This is justice. This is closure. This is also good things for bilateral ties between the two countries. And we've also heard from the Attorney General from Australia. The Attorney General, Christian Porter, said that even though today's decision can be appealed, it's a positive sign and means that formal extradition proceedings can now lawfully commence, subject to any orders relevant to any possible appeal. And he goes on to say, the allegations against Ms. Leifer are very serious, and the Australian government remains strongly committed to ensuring that justice is served in this case. To achieve that, it is appropriate and remains the government's strong view that Ms. Leifer is ultimately extradited to stand trial in Australia on 74 counts of child abuse against her. And I have heard from Australians who've welcomed this, one Australian saying that she serves as a teacher at the school where the abuse allegedly took place. She says she's a religious woman, she's a social worker, and she says the victims desperately now need closure. They are now in their 30s, and hopefully as soon as international travel is allowed into Australia, she'll be on the first flight out of Israel.
Well, certainly we'll be watching that very, very closely as we also look at what the Supreme Court does with this particular issue. Now, Rolien, a Palestinian soccer player has signed up to play for an Israeli team, and not everyone is so happy.
Well, this is actually quite heartbreaking because initially, we all think that sports should transcend politics. You know, sports is a great unifier. It brings people together. You know, talking to you guys, a South African audience, all I have to do is speak about the incredible World Cup victory last year to talk about how sports reunited a nation. Now, a soccer player's name is Abdallah Jabbar. He is 27 years old. He played for the Palestinian national team. He closed a deal to join Israel's Hapoel Hadera, and he has now summarily been kicked out of the international Palestinian team for daring to sign with an Israeli team. And the response from Palestinian soccer fans was quite brutal. In fact, I don't think he anticipated the level of abuse he has received. He said people went mad. They really went mad. He says, you know, it's a political thing. He says it's a sensitive issue. And what is very interesting is he referred to himself as an Israeli Arab. He said, as an Arab Israeli, I am amazed. He says, over there they say we aren't really Palestinians, and here they don't say we're Israelis. He says, but, you know, it's he has no problem whether he plays the Palestinian League or whether he plays in the in the Israeli League. And he says, you know, he's quite used to the cursing and the spitting that comes from fans, but I don't think he was quite used to the hate invective that he received because he signed from or he signed with an Israeli team.
Yeah, hopefully that will die down and the man can just play his soccer. Now, of course, Rolene, everybody knows that the worst place in the world, if you want to find what they like to call bad actors, people who cause problems, is Twitter. But probably one of the most vile is none other than Ayatollah Khomeini himself. And a minister is appealing to Twitter to actually block him.
Well, we have a brand new Minister of Strategic Affairs and Public Diplomacy. Her name is Orit Farkash HaKohen, and she has written to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and she's spoken about some of the invective that the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei has been spouting on Twitter. I mean, last week was case in point where he called Israel a cancer that must be eliminated. I mean, Benji, I always thought Israel, because we have Yom HaAtzmaut, like May, April-ish, was a Taurus or an Aries, but apparently we're a Cancer. And he also referred to the final solution in the Al-Quds Day poster. And we know very well who referred to the genocide of the Jewish people as the final solution, and that was the Nazis. Well, the minister has written to Jack Dorsey, and she has appealed for Twitter to suspend his account. She says, you know, that Twitter should be a place that encourages free thought and the freedom of expression, but it shouldn't be a place where anti-Semitism, hate speech, and inciting violence or genocide against another country is tolerated. So it remains to be seen whether or not she received a reply from Dorsey or if anything will be done. But strong words coming from the minister, who it appears has hit the ground running. I mean, she was only sworn in last week, and she's making it known that under no circumstances will Israel tolerate this kind of hate speech.
And Ro, we will continue hitting the ground running with the Israel report tomorrow. So we're looking forward to it already.
Same time, same place, Benj. Hopefully with better news.